Wow. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Wow. Welcome. This is the Novo Convo podcast. I'm Veronica Vo. I'm joined by Harrison O. He's that way. That way.
That way.
This way.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we're both just here wanting an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics, but really it's anime manga today based, you know, as usual. And we're trying to clean up this never-ending backlog, which we are partially doing for Harrison. It's like a partial thing. We'll get into it in a little bit. Yeah. Because some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Nova Combo and Giovio Combo spot right above my head.
Wow. Genius. Such a genius. The validation he needs every week.
Always.
Because you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Combo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere. All the places. All the things.
All the things.
All the things. And this is episode 4 of our Haikyuu manga review series. We'll be talking about the Spring High preliminary arc, part 1.
Part 1?
I know, we always harp on the animes doing parts.
Because there's so many games in this one, though.
But here we are.
3.
But yeah. So, part 1, basically the second half of the anime, season 2. And also, if you're reading along with us, it's chapters 98 through 149.
Yes.
So yeah, so this is post-training camp, like post-barbecue stuff that you saw. Post-Mimi stuff. So, there are 3 games here that we're going to just talk about. We don't do non-spoilers here because if you know, basically.
Yeah, honestly, at this point.
Yeah. You've either watched the anime or you've read.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the first game was against the Kakugawa. They were a team that were, like, underestimating Hinata, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, oh, this kid.
Essentially, it's just like the game to let everyone in the arena know about Karasuno.
Yeah.
Let's be
real. Oh, yeah, basically. And it's like the prelims. So, like, they didn't know if they were going to the Spring High preliminaries, basically.
Right.
Until they had to win this game.
Yep.
Karasuno. I mean, they only had 2 sets. Karasuno took both of them, literally. And what we learned was that Hinata can do the minus tempo thing.
Yeah, because in his training, it was always like tempo 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah.
Or 3, 2, 1, really. And then it's like minus tempo.
The minus tempo.
It's just cool to see like normal stuff. It's just volleyball, right? But they make it sound so epic.
Yeah, they do. But also like realistic because like the mangaka, he like really studied volleyball. So he had to make sure this was accurate. So it was really cool to see. Do you still like the dynamic between Kageyama and Hinata? They're just still 2 fighting boys.
Yeah. They're both dumb.
Yeah.
They're both stupid.
Nothing going on in that brain.
Yep.
Or what brain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But speaking of stupid, after they won this game, Kageyama, he had to sneak over to his mentor's school, the Aba Josai? Aba Josai?
Is Blue mentor Castle? Is mentor the correct word? No, it's not.
No, it's just rivals.
It's his upperclassman.
His upperclassman, yeah. So Kageyama, he had this like whole
get up. Like and it was paparazzi really, level.
Yeah. It was so funny because Yachi was like, Kageyama?
And he's like, oh, what? Like, surprised that he was recognized.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it didn't work. His little cover-up didn't work. But he just, like, snuck over to see them practice. Basically to, like, I don't know, get the juicy details of, like, how they're doing. Which, I mean, I get because, you know, they're rival schools. They have to get through spring preliminaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I thought that was really funny. Yachi's just, she's just a great character. She says the most out-of-pocket things, I think, out of the whole cast. I feel like she says the most out of pocket things.
She does. And it's just fun to see how she, like, how her mind works.
Or not work, or not either. Work.
Oh, no, it's working. It's working overtime. I'm actually thinking about it. It's working overtime. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Our favorite boy, Suki. Do you, at this point, do you like Suki? Or do you like him a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, after training camp, he was cool. He was fine. It's like, he's fine. You understand why he is the way he is. And you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Suki's asking more questions. A little bit too much.
Wait, like what?
More than he used to, I think. Because he was talking to the coach.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, asking about, like, XYZ. And so I thought that was really interesting. Really funny.
It's a character arc. It's fine. He's almost there.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. At this point, do you have a favorite character? Or does it continue to be still the same from our past episodes?
I think at this point, it's just kind of like, yeah, I think it's about the same. But it's more like, I just focus on what team's what. Really, I guess. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But yeah, we get into the second match, which I think you totally forgot about. It's like the Wakunan, basically.
No, actually, so you just reminded... Wait, that's the second match?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
Jozenshi was before Wakunan.
Was it?
Yeah. They had a whole thing. Like, they had, like, they had to deal with the randomness, and then they dealt with, like, the Hinata mirror.
Was it?
I read this yesterday, yes, for sure.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, I did not. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, no, for sure. Because I started reading Josenshi yesterday. And I'm just making sure you're not mixing them up, right? Josenshi's like the party. The guys that want to have fun and they only like playing because they're having fun. The yellow jersey guys.
I just missed them in my notes.
Yeah. Wakutani's the one that you're about to say.
The pink one.
The pink, yes.
Okay.
That's the guy. Yeah. So before. Yeah. So Waku or Josenshi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were the party school.
We say party, but it's like they just.
They're like delinquents.
They're delinquents. They like having fun.
They were mirroring Karasuna a little too much, I think.
Or trying to. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah. I like how they were like, let's give it a try. Like, from their point of view, they're like, let's try this out.
And the coach is like, wait, really? Like, everyone's like, during a game? Really?
Yeah. But then, like, they weren't surprised that they were trying it.
No.
But you know what? They were protective. You know what Karasuna was protective over? Their manager.
Yeah, because I think one of them was... There were two of the guys. The main dude, right? The captain.
Yeah, the captain.
Was trying to hit on her. And then Hinata came in at the right time.
He's like, hello! Just jumps.
Oops. Just like...
He's like... Like a little monkey just jumping.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe I forgot skipping. I skipped totally.
And you thought this was the game I forgot? I
Whoops.
What I was going to say was, I thought I forgot about this. No, I just forgot how it went. But I knew what they were about. I actually forgot the game you said before this.
Oh, the pink jersey.
No. The game we just talked about.
Oh, the game we just
See, there's so many games. That's why I was like... We did a part one because we're talking about four games in a row.
Like four games.
Yeah. We're talking about that one, and then Jozenshi, and then Wakutani, and then we're going to be Abu Josai.
Abu Josai. Yeah. No wonder there needs to be two parts.
Well, it was funny because I remember we didn't know how to break this up.
Yeah, at one point. And I love how we're like forgetting games, but like different ones at least.
Yeah. Now, I remember this one because it was, like, funny to see, like, how the team acted. But it was, like, it is always interesting. And it was a good reminder to see, like, there's always different play styles. There's always, like, different ways.
Oh, yeah.
You would think, like, each team has a shtick. And they do. This one was, like, they're wild cards. They, like, all can play stuff. Because I think they were doing, they were known for doing 2v2 matches.
Yeah.
So they had to learn every position, essentially, which I thought was cool. I was like, that's so, such an interesting approach.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think, and also, like, Karsuna, they just need to play more, like, different people just to get, you know, better.
Yeah.
And I mean, they definitely won, so they definitely went on.
Yeah.
To the next
area. And, like, this manga, and it's just, like, it's just so, they do such a good job in that, like, there are times when the story isn't on Karsuno, but Karsuno's incorporated.
Incorporated, yeah.
It's like, they just give quick stories of, like, oh, these guys don't have that much discipline. And he kept saying, at one point, the main dude that was, like, talking to Hinata, he's like, oh, like, your captain's cool, but he's just very vanilla.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because he's trying to, like, be like, oh, it's not fun. It's not wild. It's not,
yeah.
And he's like, and I was like, so?
I know. I love Hinata's, like, and?
Yes, and.
Yes, and. No, I think that's what's great about Haikyuu is that they make, like, the spotlight to, like, everyone. The side characters, even. On the Karsuna, because there's, like, side characters there.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about now.
Yeah.
Because I totally did not forget about another team. But yeah, so Karsuna wins, they go on to the next game. Wakunan is the team that I remembered, obviously. They had the pink jerseys. This was the game where it went into three sets. Can you, like, imagine in real life, like, playing this?
I can see. No, yeah, I can kind of imagine.
It's just so sweaty.
Yeah, like, because that's why, like, I think this is the game where Tanaka's sister was like, oh, it's okay, they'll, if they go into, no, it's the next one. Just kidding.
It was the next one.
But it's like just talking about like how, oh, it's okay, you still have a third set to win. And I'm like, yeah, but you're probably tired as hell.
Yeah, they start talking about like stamina here.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my God, like after the second win, like the first win for Wakunan, like the third one's like either Karsuna's gonna win or like they go into like a fourth game if Wakunan wins.
Oh, can I also add, I think it's the manga, I have more fun in that they have random ass moments where they just make quick jokes. Like literally one panel, they were just introducing the characters on the team, on the Wakutani team, and they were showing the lineup for the first that team, and then at the end there's a dude that has scruff.
Yeah.
And then right below they're showing Karsuna, and then Nishinoya is like, Sai, don't worry about it. You gotta fight. Yeah, like it's just like, and he's like, huh? And it, I didn't, and I was like, see, I don't remember that know, being a thing in the anime. But
or
it's
like you see like thought bubbles from everyone.
There's way more thought bubbles, and it's just way funnier. So I think I get like a better idea of like some characters, because there's some that like they just don't showcase it that much.
Oh yeah, not that much, so. Or not in detail in the anime. At least. Yeah. At this point, would you say the manga adds anything for you if you remember the anime? Or that, do you still like the motion?
I still think in this, motion is key. There is still a sense of, and this is like me somewhat reading, but like when I do read and I notice like me getting caught up in like the plot and like the
anime.
Yeah. But no, I mean like in the while reading, I still get caught up.
Oh, okay.
While reading, I'm actually still getting caught up with like the hype, with the with the intensity. I'm like, that's just good storytelling at that point. But I still think the anime adds like the suspense on some parts, and I'll get to that later at the end.
So. Oh, at the end. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this was like a really tiring set. This is where all the memes about Daichi dying came out of. Well, he didn't die. He got injured. Severe, like, hit.
Wait, there's memes on that? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really funny.
Damn.
They were like, Daichi died? Question mark? And it's just like him on the floor.
Oh, like, yeah. There's panel. Like that one panel. And it's like, he's dead?
Yeah.
But you. I didn't know. I forgot he lost a tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, because he ran into his
Tanaka
teammate. Yeah, Tanaka. But I mean, this is where you sub in like a background player, like a background character.
Inoshita?
Yeah, Inoshita. I thought it was really interesting because Inoshita is just like a calm presence.
Yeah.
Because if you compare him to like Daichi, like there's just, he's the second year. Yes. And he's supposed to be the next captain because Daichi's in his third year. And they showcase like that background, like, oh, everyone's going to pick him as the next captain.
And I love seeing that. And it kind of gave me chills where they're, it's, that's the one thing where it's very consistent, right? It's, they, at first, and I was, you're along with everyone else when everyone else is like, who is this guy? Oh no, it's going to be messed up. But then you could tell with the team, they're like, actually talking to him, like nothing's different.
Yeah.
And like, even like, Suki's like, oh yeah, I figured it'd be you.
Yeah.
Bring out. And it, but you wouldn't think of it. And then like, you see Nishinoya and see Tanaka like actually like going along with it. And
which
it's
is great.
It, they encapsulate bench players or bench, quote unquote, bench warmer players and how much they don't get to play.
Yeah, they do.
And they and it's so interesting because you get so caught up and you're so used to seeing like the normal plays, the normal like you're used to everyone playing like Hinata, Kageyama, and all
like
them,
the like, same six,
the same people playing consistently. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fine. But then you never think they. He does a good job in getting like the emotions of like when someone comes in and they've never gotten to play. They've always just watched their team play, and then there's like this energy, this like. Yeah.
Nervousness
and, like, and anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what's important about this game was that, like, the chemistry, like, reaction to each other, basically. Because the flow of things could really get messed up. Obviously, when Daichi gets injured, he's the captain. He's the guy that, like, grounds everyone.
Yeah.
So, like, when you, you know, sub in someone new, like, basically, like, the chemical reaction on the floor is, like, way different, right? Because he has to get in the flow of things, and they definitely, I think they did a great job showing that, like, eventually he knew what to do, like what to tell people, and like after set three, obviously Karsuna wins.
Yeah.
And so Daichi was like, oh yeah, I was thinking, he even said it out loud, he's like, yeah, I was thinking about coming back in, but you look like you were having fun. Doing a great job.
I didn't want to break the flow.
Yeah, I didn't want to break the flow. But yeah, I thought it was just a good, definitely a good lesson about like the bench warmers getting to play.
No, even Yamaguchi got like a little bit.
Yeah. His little jump floating.
Not yet. Serve. Not yet. All right, he did one and then the second
one.
No,
he did one.
Yeah. But I forgot that the second one he kind of like just kind of pulled away. And then, I forgot the coach was like about to
like rip him knock apart. Him. Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah.
Oh no. But yeah, I think that's a good, there's a lot of like things that happened that was good for the team. Obviously Hinata, Kageyama, crazy as ever. Crazy as ever.
Oh, and I forget, like the shtick on this one was just more like the main dude on Wakatani. Was supposed to, is like his playstyle was similar to that of the little giant, right?
Yeah.
I'm not that far. I guess I don't see it yet, and I'm not entirely sure what that means still. Like, I didn't see anything crazy, I guess, when I read. Did I technically miss something?
About the little giant?
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit. There was a conversation in the camp training arc in the car. Because Hinata was asking, her name?
Oh, no. So, I mean, in this game, though.
In this game? No.
Okay.
Yeah, they just said that he was, like, basically similar. Similar play style.
Okay.
But then if you remember, he was like, oh, but Hinata's wearing number 10, you know.
He's fully aware.
Yeah, he's fully aware about that.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, let's get into this intense last game.
Yes.
Did you remember in the anime how intense this was against the Blue Castle slash like
Abu? Yes, I did. Yeah.
Abu Josai? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you remember Mad Dog?
I momentarily forgot, but when they introduced him, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. He was the, yes.
He was the crazy kid.
He was the crazy. He's a bad dog.
Oh yeah. The way you said that. Oh my God. So this final game was the semifinals. So whoever won this game got to go to nationals, which is like the next stuff.
Wait, whoever won this game?
Yeah, they got to go to nationals because it's semifinals.
No, wait, what?
No?
No, there's still one more game. It's the semifinals, so there's still the finals.
Oh, wait, there's still finals. Duh.
Are you okay?
No, my notes are not okay. Listen, my notes say semifinals, and then the line before that says, if Karasuna wins, they get to go to the finals.
Which, yes, they get to go to the finals. You said nationals, right?
Oh, wait, no, they get to go. I am not okay. Yeah. I need coffee. Okay.
I'm just making
sure. No, it literally says they get to go to nationals. So but then I remember there's another game.
Yes, there is another game. Oh, no, she's forgotten the big game, too.
Oh, no, the big games. This is a big game,
but
no, this one's a big game.
It's funny.
I mean, there were three sets to this one, too. And if you remember, they already played, like, several games. Three games for this.
Yes.
So I think by this time their stamina was definitely
shot,
kaput.
Dead.
Shot. To shit. But yeah. So they started subbing in Mad Dog. Iwa-chan is probably one of my favorite players on that team.
Same. Same.
I just love the anime when he's like, Iwa-chan! And they just found it hilarious. What did you think about the dynamic between these two teams? Because this is basically round two of playing each other again.
It's like the rival. It feels like a rivalry match at this point, right?
Yeah.
And it's just as intense. And I think it's intense because you know that we lost the first, like, Karasuna lost the first time. So this adds more weight.
Yeah.
Right. And I think I'll say it now. I think in this moment, you asked, like, do you remember how hyped this was? And I'm like, yes. As I'm reading, I'm like, yes, I remember getting super hyped about this. And I think as we went throughout the game, I still like the anime more on this front.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's just like the little things of like hearing the action. Like, I say hearing the action because it was like, you can tell when there's like momentary like stress. There's, yeah, a lot going on, or there's like a moment of like thought. I don't know how else to kind of describe it, but it just feels like there's a lot of, it just feels like there's more. What? Sorry.
I was going to say, do you think there's more depth in the depth? Yeah, depth. Not death. But like in the anime because of like, I guess, sound, music, like, yeah, everything that's going on.
Yeah, you feel it, I think.
Even, like, visually, it looks better. But I think on paper, there's just a different type of...
There's a different type of hype.
Intensity and hype.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's funny because there's moments when I'm expecting to see, like, the crazy panel. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, like, when... let's see. I'm trying to remember. I want to say Matt. There's like some moments where you see Mad Dog do some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Are we going to talk about their match with Dante Tech or no?
Oh, yeah, we can. But that was like a little.
That was a quick thing, right? Essentially just introducing some new guys on how Dante Tech is like built together.
Yeah.
Because Mad Dog didn't play. Like, they didn't put him out on that one, right?
No, they didn't. They subbed him in.
At the very last second. Yeah.
Yeah. The very last.
Because then because he's flew through the wall. That's what it was.
Yeah. But then they didn't sub him in this one, the Karasuna one, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's basically an unpredictable character. Yes.
And it's so funny. And I do appreciate how they talk about how this, they're usually a well-geared, like very...
Like team.
Good team. And then once you add him, it's like they're good, but it's like now kind of wild as well. So
a little crazy,
mm-hmm,
just a little bit, but obviously who wins in the end?
Hokusai?
Yeah, totally.
No.
No, it is Karasuna. At this point, it's very predictable, I think. In the sense that we've already seen the anime, so we kind of know.
You see the growth, and everyone acknowledges growth. And, like, I think at the very end, and this is, again, I think just how good to me the anime was. The point when Hinata, like, actually aims the ball for the hand for Okawa to, like, mess up his
like,
receive.
Mess up, yeah.
I thought that was so, like, again, reading, I was like, damn, that was cool. But I still remember, like, I think it hit harder in the anime because once you hear that and you hear all everyone screaming, everything hits the ball and you just hear the ball bounce.
Yeah.
Three times. And you're just like.
And then silence.
And silence. And you could tell there's everyone's processing. And I'm like, that still hits. That's the part that I'm like, yeah, no, this is where I missed the anime.
This.
So that's the part, that's the thing I wanted to say earlier. I was like, that's, I think, one very good example of, like, how much intensity there is in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just love that, like, this is, like, there's so much realistic things going on. Because, obviously, with the semifinals, you can't go play the final team and then go to nationals, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, like, oh, like, Iwatron and then, like, what's his name?
Oikawa?
Like, they're third years.
Yep.
Like, they don't get to do anything else after this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's just, like, interesting to see, like, the team dynamics. Like, the third year is, like, really wanting to go. And you can see that from every team. Like, once they lose, they're, like, the third that's years it. Are, like, crying. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I guess the stakes aren't high enough for one of our friends, so it's okay.
Because I can't, they can't, they can still play. I'm like, he wants life or death, and it's really funny.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, I was like sweating reading this. Obviously, did not pay attention in my notes that it was semifinal, so whoops on that.
No, no. So here's the thing though. That's why I was like, it does feel, and they said it too. They're like, that was just a preliminary like semifinal game, but it did not feel that way.
No, not at all.
And, like, I think the coach Ukai, like, made a good point. He's like, it feels like they're destined to, like, always have three set matches because they're, like,
yes.
Good, right?
And intense.
And intense, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least Yamaguchi, he did his serves.
Yes, okay. So
no
that.
No hesitation.
He finally had his arc thing where it's like, oh, it came full circle. He can now serve well. He can do his jump floater serve. And it's just like, oh. And I love how there's the girls from the last game, too, that were supporting Alba Josai. And they're like, they're also like cheering for him. They're like, yes. I mean, wait, we're cheering for the wrong team. But see, that's just how cool. That's for moments like that where I'm like, that's still just cool. It's just funny. Yeah.
I love how the two girls were like squealing over it. And then they're like, wait a minute.
I mean, that's cool, I guess.
That's cool and all.
Oh, I love there's another moment I forgot where Iwazumi. Well, two funny things. Iwazumi actually can take control of Mad Dog, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because strength, right? He's like, oh, he beat him in everything. So
everything.
So Kentaro has actually like has respect for him. And no one respects Oikawa.
No.
No one. Even like at the beginning, they always had these really cool heart moments where it's like, oh, he usually says, I believe in you. And instead they're like, we believe in you. And they're like, wow, that's cool. And then they're like, oh, but if you don't, if you suck at the serve, and if the serve doesn't just go in, it has to be good. You owe me ramen. And then they're like, everyone tell him your orders.
Because he's going to get it.
Which is so funny. So that was one funny part with that. And then the other part was, like, when Hinata, they were talking about, like, because, you know, Kageyama was actually, in a sense, scared.
Yes.
Oikawa. But then, like, Hinata's like, yeah, they're good. And he says his one-liner is, like, as long as I'm here, you're better. You're the best. And then even Iwazumi's like, damn, that was cool. And everyone's like, that's so cool.
And his thought bubble was like, I'm going to use that line. it or something like that.
I want to use that line.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I feel like the, I guess the rivalry is what's really funny. Because with Kageyama, he's like, I've got to beat my, like, elder and, like, just, like, beat him and go move on. And then Hinata's just like, I'm just here having fun.
No, and the best part was when Arikawa was like, okay, he's good. Like, Kageyama's good, but he's dumb. He doesn't realize, like, things that he, some people can't do. Like, he just doesn't realize that. No. But now he has someone equally just as stupid that will do the same thing. And I'm like, that is the perfect description. Yes.
Yeah. Of those two.
Of those two. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that was about it. Intense games.
That's it. That's all. Nothing.
That's it. That's all. Yeah. Nothing.
Almost skipped two games, but that's not the point here.
Almost went to the Nationals.
Which almost was went not to the Nationals. Point here. Yeah. They went to Nationals. Congrats.
They did. Congrats. I was not okay in this episode. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, the next episode, we're just going to, it's going to be only the final because that's going to be, that's a long one.
You mean the National because I totally skipped the final.
Yes.
Oh, can't wait to clip myself on that. It's fine. But yeah, do you have anything else? Any other closing thoughts?
No, this is a lot for four games. I mean, two of them were kind of okay, and then the other two, those two were bigger.
Yeah, the last two were, like, intense, more intense ones. Yeah.
So.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Convo and GOVO Convo. If you're on YouTube, comment down below how I goofed up in this episode.
Because she did.
Because I did. It's fine. I was just too excited to go to Nationals, okay?
I get it. That's fine. It's just
totally, yeah.
It's the cool part.
But yeah, let us know what your favorite parts were, maybe characters, what you liked, what you didn't like. Let us know if you're enjoying this series as much as we are. I promise you I am. I'm not skipping on purpose. I totally promise you that.
It's so boring, right?
Yeah, it's so boring.
You know, she's the one that told me to read this, and she's just not the same energy. I don't get it.
I know. It's fine. I just need more coffee.
Mood.
But yeah, like this video, subscribe. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.